Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
It's Wednesday. What have you accomplished so far this week, and what do you have left to do? That's the question presented in that song as we start another hour of the Good Day program. One third of the way through the month of April 2024. We can celebrate that along with other bunch of other things today. Yep, it's April 10th. Yeah, it is Wednesday. And yeah, this is the Good Day program. And yeah, that's Jay Kirshner. And yeah, I'm Doug Steffen. And yeah. We are here to present the full Monty, the midweek idea dump, in a manner of speaking here. And I thought perhaps this idea would, this story, and the ideas it represents might intrigue people. The story of Ross Cook, who claims he's become the first person ever to run across the entire length of Africa after crossing the finishing line in Tunisia. What an immense feat this is.
It really is, but I can't. My brain automatically goes to that scene in Forrest Gump where he just starts running one day, and then other people start running with him, and then he just stops, and he's like, I just felt like running. And he's like, well, I guess I'm going to go home now. I'm done running. And everyone's like, wait, what?
This guy has run the equivalent of 385 marathons in the last 352 days.
That is astounding.
10,000 miles. He sees what he's done as an inspirational accomplishment because he's raised $650,000 to give to select charities. So he crossed 16 countries, lots of deserts, rainforests, mountains. He got entangled in visa issues. He got mugged. He ran through a sandstorm. He got hurt. He got sick. He ran through a snowstorm. Good God.
And still managed to get 385 marathons in a matter of 352 days.
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh? The world is full of amazing people who do amazing things. And so that's one of the things I like to do here on the Good Day program, is celebrate what people like this guy, Ross Cook, did. He started in South Africa, and then he went to Namibia, and then Angola, and then the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Cameroon, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Guinea, Senegal, Mauritania, Algeria, and ended in Tunisia. He started in April of last year, and his team and he were robbed at gunpoint in Angola. Some of these countries, one of the ladies who worked on me, works in Ken's office in Florida, Dr. Ken, the other day, was originally from used to be called Rhodesia. And she came to the United States when she was 10 years old and has worked around the country, but told stories of how difficult it is for white people to live in these areas. You know, we think of prejudice in terms of whites not liking blacks or, you know, some people not liking Jews, whatever it is. But in some parts of Africa, the blacks, who are the majority population, don't like the whites. And then, you know, there are lessons to be learned like this all over the world. The Japanese are the most racist people I've ever come across. They don't like anybody except themselves. They'll claim that they do, or they'll be okay. The Japanese men like big blonde American women, and that's about it. The rest of the world, you can go take a hike with. So anyway, the prejudice stuff, and this is what this guy encountered. On day 267 in Mauritania, people were stopping on the roads to offer water and supplies. So the comparison, the contrast, getting robbed in one country and then having so many people support you in other countries. So it was really kind of what a great way for someone to claim his humanity, if you will. The final day, the last 44 miles to the finish line, there were a gang of inspired runners who had flown to Tunisia to support him and run with him for this last occasion. So God bless this guy. Wow, this guy must have. You wonder about his upbringing, right? Don't you think about where he came from and what his attitude, what his parents, how much influence they were on him.
Why he did this in the first place? Was he trying to bring awareness to something? Did he Did he just feel like running?
Yeah, maybe. Could be. I don't know. We don't know what the story is. This is a story, basically, as we here in the Boston area get ready for the Boston Marathon, which is next Monday, thinking about all the people who will come from many of those countries. Most of the time, the people who win these races come from countries that are either the countries that I've enumerated or countries that are close to them. Kenya. Usually the Kenyans are pretty strong when it comes to finishing, getting the finish line and winning the Boston Marathon, New York Marathon,
Los Angeles. The one that you have to qualify for, right? You can't just sign up to do it.
Yep, right. Yep. Okay, so let's move into another area. Things that are on my mind and maybe on your mind, things that are really bugging me. The more I read and the more I hear and the more I sense of this ridiculous, this annoying, this outrageous proposal by the President of the United States to pay down more student debt, when there are so many people with the right question, why are you doing this for them? What are you going to do for me? And how dare you do this with my money? This guy is so obviously buying votes and coming up with, even though both the majority of the Democrats and, the Democrats are trying to support him, but they know how unpopular this is. You got to wonder what it is that is, what the thought process is here. And how is it, it's pretty obvious, because he's unpopular with younger voters, that he's buying votes. But what do you do? Don't you feel helpless? I kind of feel helpless here, because I don't want this to happen. Unless there's a fair and balanced way, pardon the use of that phrase, to help everybody. Either help everybody or you don't help anybody. You don't select out, well, you do if you're President Joe Biden. Specifically, you can hear the frustration in my voice, specifically target a group that doesn't like you or doesn't want to vote for you and say, okay, here, I'm paying off the rest of this debt with taxpayers' money. Please vote for me. It's a damnable outrage. And so I don't know whether we let people blow off steam by asking a question on our social media, the daily questions. If you're not having your student debt paid off, what do you want paid off? Or what do you think? I don't know. You come up with some question that you think is appropriate, Jay.
Yeah,
I will tell you, this makes me sick.
We always want people to call it to 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684. My issue with this is that it doesn't fix the ultimate problem of student debt, of so many people borrowing money, and then they can pay back the loan itself, but it's the interest rate that gets people. I've known so many people who realize that the job that they went to school for is not going to be enough to pay back the student loans, that they actually end up quitting and going for other jobs just to pay back those student loans.
Yep. It's one of the most damnable things.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does
problem.
Is drive people into the arms of the other candidates, which it may get you some votes from people who don't think, who are dull, and think, hey, this is great. I'm getting my loans paid without thinking about anybody else. It's all about, and maybe he has somebody in the White House got a psychology degree, and they say, okay, other people, they'll put up with this. Just do it. And then it doesn't have support for it among congressmen. And that's that, the whole idea of the president spending money that's not appropriated is kind of illegal or unconstitutional or something, because the Congress is supposed to suggest how money is spent or vote on it and approve it, and then, you know, the president can sign a bill that supports it. But that's, it is pretty doggone outrageous. And so I'm not going to leave it at that, but that's I've said enough for now for some reflection on people's parts. Okay, let's, speaking of reflection, for those of you who have gone to the Calitran website and you've seen, which is toploss.com, and seen the results, you've seen people reflecting on the time that they have been involved with Calitran. Company started in 1997, 27 years old. So as they start to celebrate for the rest of the month their 27th anniversary, there are huge stories, ideas, results that have come from people who have used Calitran to lose weight, the healthy way to lose weight. And I'm proud to be able to talk to you about what they have done and also highlight the fact there are so many people who have been helped. You can reach the same conclusion by going to toploss.com, their website, and see how the program works. It's just right. It's the good way of losing. And in order to celebrate all this, they have brought back their biggest sale, buy three, get three free, buy four, buy as many as you want, and then get an equal amount to go along with it. And so that's the biggest discount, and it's easy to get at it by going to toploss.com. When you check out, all you got to do is use the discount code Doug. Make sure you get the best deal you can for yourself. The best deal is losing the weight and keeping it off. That's really the best part about this. So years in the making. It's a progress, to be sure, and you can have it all. Use the Doug code for free shipping, too. That's at toploss.com. Celebrate with Calitran by losing that weight.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-565-9662. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Change at the hour here on the Good Day program. Some music from Andy Moore that we can use to get into this drama. You got more drama from your mama here on the celebrity news section. This is what's trending in a lot of social media lists today. Mandy Moore talking about what Jay refers to as the 2000-aughts shooting on the set of Vanity Fair, a teen shoot of a lot of people that you, I'm sure, can identify with, Hilary Duff and Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the twins, and Evan Rachel Wood, and there are a bunch of other people.
Yeah, this was like an iconic moment for the early aughts. And Vanity Fair has always had this Hollywood issue where they have a lot of quite a few famous people that are on the cover, and then the cover flap folds over and you unfold it, and then there's more people. So you had on the actual cover Amanda Bynes, the Olsen twins, Mandy Moore, Hilary Duff, and then when you opened it more, you also had the rest of the It Girls of that time, Lindsay Lohan, Raven Simone, Alexis Bledel, Evan Rachel Wood, and some of them have done different interviews saying kind of like, they're always asked about this because it was such an iconic moment. And they all did it. We know that a lot of times when there's a big group shot like this, it's people are shot individually and then added together. And this was one where they all went in, they had the same, they all had to have their fittings and then line up and be approved and then pose like all together. And so the most recent one to discuss it was Mandy Moore, which it's her birthday, by the way. She turned 40.
Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Amanda Lee Moore. And she was talking about how there were two of the people were fighting over some boy. There was some drama on set. There were some people were having issues with the fittings. She even talked about her experience where she felt like it was really cool for her to be there, but she also felt like she didn't fit there. She didn't think she was cool enough. She didn't think she was at the same caliber of all of these other people. The guy she was dating at the time, an amazing tennis player, Andy Roddick. One of the Olsen twins, she didn't name which one, but one of them had a crush on her boyfriend, and they joked about that, and she was like, that actually made me feel really cool. Like, that was her moment that made her feel cool. Hilary Duff had talked about this, that she actually found it to be super stressful the whole shoot. Evan Rachel Wood probably said the most where she hated this experience, but she later went on and shot other covers with Vanity Fair and said it was a lovely time, but she was one of the last to get fitted and other people took up more time, so she was more so rushed and she didn't want to wear what she was wearing, and she was offered, you know, flats or heels. She picked the flats and they're like, nope, take the heels and do this. And she so that was the first time she ever felt like she was part of a cattle call, that she was not a human. She, like, all of her any opinions she had were taken away from her, and she died in that moment of, like, never to let that happen again. And so that was really a defining moment in her personality and career too. So this was not only iconic for fans, but it sounds like it's pretty iconic for them.
Sounds like Much Ado About Nothing to me, but that...
Okay.
But that's me. Yeah, I just... these folks who are self-important, I mean, I get it's a story and people are going to want to read it, especially probably the folks from your generation who look to those people for entertainment and
these
fun stories.
But
yeah,
this is the only one that ever really, like... Yeah. Icon status.
Okay. Well, listen, it's kind of a matter of the heart, I guess, for a few of them, and that's kind of cool. I'm that's why I leave these stories to you, because each generation has its. If we had a story about some of the people who were musicians, like there's a whole thing about Phil Spector that's floating around that has been done. Then, you know, that'd be something we'd identify. So it's good. Every generation's got different stories. Our stories here brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay, great benefits, hey, help yourself. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding an abortion ban that dates back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban, stating that enforcing the old law would only add more chaos for women and doctors in her state. Hobbs asking her state legislature to repeal the old law. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, receiving the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumley, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage, killing four of his classmates north of Detroit. The work continues 24/7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard officials say a priority is still finding three remaining bodies of construction workers who were killed in the disaster. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's going to be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
People to America. We seem to be focused on some of the excerpts from West Side Story. Some really good stories in the West Side Story, the script and the lines and the way they delivered and the emotions that are the emotions and emotions of a really great drama. I think that's what you'd call it, right, Jay? It's a drama. West Side Story is a drama.
Yeah, a musical.
Story.
Is this bad? I have never seen it. I'm familiar enough with it because it's iconic, but I've
never
seen
it. That's not bad. No, it's not bad. It's just one of those things that is a part of Americana, if you will, which is part of the Good Day program. 35, almost 36 past the hour on the Good Day, April 10th program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, acknowledging the stories of high performers, high achievers. You know, there are some folks who are high performers, but they're not necessarily high achievers. Some are, some aren't. A lot of people, we were talking about this guy that ran across Africa and raised all that money for charity. High achiever, yep. High performer, yep. Does he win an award? I don't know that he was looking to win an award. Was he trying to attract attention? I don't know that he was trying to. He did. So in that circumstance, there are those who do things who are looking for great results because it's good to have great results. It's good. It's helpful. They're not looking to aggrandize themselves. They just want to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example of that kind of a thing. A single father living in Nebraska managed to pick up a salad. He went, stopped in to a store and picked up one of those salads, you know, those prepared salads. He bought a Mega Millions ticket, and he won $1 million on the ticket.
Yeah.
His name is Brant Edgington. Went into a grocery store in Fremont, Nebraska. The pre-made salad he bought for lunch, decided to play Mega Millions, and then he, you know, his folks are avid Mega Millions and Powerball players, but he only plays once in a while. When the jackpot, like a lot of other people, Jay, jackpot gets high, wasn't expecting to buy a ticket, but he did anyway.
Had that and, I don't know why not. Well, that was why not.
So the person in front of him was cashing in a bunch of scratch tickets, and he said, okay, I'll buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say, again, he doesn't play that often. He's single parent. The salads and what he buys for lunch are more important to him financially. So he went back to the store and asked the clerk to help him check the ticket, the number on the ticket. That's when he found it out. The person behind the counter looked and disappeared for a minute and then came out with somebody else. And they stared at him for a second and she said, "Don't pass out when I tell you this." The ticket had 5 quick pick plays for the drawing, and it matched all of the winning numbers, but not the mega ball, so he didn't win the big prize, but he got $1 million, so what the heck's wrong with that, right?
That is still, like, amazing. God,
I love him. Yep. The odds of winning $1 million playing the game are 1 in 12,607,306. Odds of winning any prizes are only 1 in 24. You can win something often.
A lot of times you just win your money back. You win the price of another ticket.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing. All right. I'm going to tell a story here because I may sound a little distracted this morning because I am. And sometimes I would. This program is about you and me and us and what's going on in the world that may affect us directly. Indirectly, and this affects me directly, my daughter Megan was involved in a very serious car accident. And she's physically hurt, physically harmed, but not as much as she's emotionally harmed in the sense that she's sitting in a green light. She's on her way home from work. She's sitting in a red light, and the light turns green. So you expect to be able to drive across the intersection of Wiltshire Boulevard in Los Angeles without having to worry about somebody coming from the other direction and basically crashing into your car, destroying it, and affecting your immediate life and limbs. So anyway, that's what happened on Monday afternoon. She was going across on her way home, and the light turned green, and so she drove through the light. Meanwhile, this slung punk kid, a 19-year-old, driving his mother's BMW on his cell phone, texting, drives through the red light and crashes into a car, destroys the car, and scares the living hell out of Megan. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, this is the kind of thing that you, the guy crashed into the side of the car where Miles sits in the back seat. And, you know, she's thinking about what would have happened if, and all of these things because of something that she had no control over. She didn't do anything wrong. There are five or six witnesses who say that the light was red going on Wiltshire and it was green to cross Wiltshire where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so here this unnecessary, this disruption in her life and the ruination of a car. It was a perfectly good car. And this guy and his parents now are saying that it was Megan's fault, even though she has all these people. And, of course, I'm going to take the side of my daughter because that's what I would do. But under the circumstances, I can see these people. I can smell them. I can feel them. These people of privilege who feel like they, you know, no matter what happens, my children don't do anything wrong, and therefore you're wrong, and therefore we're going to sue you, take you to court, do whatever. But we're not taking responsibility for what happened.
But also, there were cameras in there. That what was the intersection? It was Wiltshire and what else?
I want to say Beverly, but I don't remember now what she told me.
Yeah, I believe that one has. Yeah, most of those have cameras.
Yeah.
They can just go easily revert to that. But oh, I'm so glad she's okay. That is traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, when I read the first, she sent me a note, Daddy, and says what happened, and I call her up, and I can tell from her emotions and see what it is that's going on. And then a father feels, you know, all right, I want to go right for the throat of the people who hurt my daughter. And, you know, sometimes you do it the right way. Sometimes you, I don't know, just the whole thing is just so upsetting. And then I think about Mercury in retrograde and stuff about being careful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. It's just that it was so unnecessary, so selfish. And then these people, what are you teaching your 19-year-old kid when he's responsible and you don't let him take responsibility or urge or make him take responsibility? You're going to tell everybody in the world you weren't there, so you didn't see it. You're going by the word, and I get it. You know, want to believe your own children, but then you make a, you know, you turn it around. It's upsetting me, knowing how upset that she is over it, and so, you know, bringing closure to it is probably an important thing to do. But I just this kind of stuff with these people. And I won't dig into any more who it is and what they're like, but there's a group of people who have moved into Beverly Hills who are very much self-entitled, and I just, ugh. Okay, well, let me move into something else here. Now I get my mind over that. All right, here's the story. As long as we're going down the street that has no end, the story of Dr. Derek Todd. This is a story that goes back about 10 years, Jay. People who have gone to see this guy, doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston. Boston papers are full of this story this morning. This is somebody, the woman that I'm looking at who had the first story, struggling with pain in her spine. So goes to see this rheumatologist, who is recommended by her doctor. Guy's name, as I said, is Derek Todd. He started normally. This is a 37-year-old woman that came down from New Hampshire. But he progressed and started groping her body. And she said, I think this he seems to be enjoying this a little too much. And so this guy obviously crossing the line, but this was 10 years ago, and she didn't do anything about it, but apparently she wasn't alone. She didn't want to talk about it because she felt ashamed, and she didn't think she could do anything about it. She knew it was wrong. She wanted to tell somebody, but then she didn't. So, anyway, it turns out that this guy has done this 200 times or more. There's another. This is like that guy that was the director, Larry, somebody or other. Remember that from the college in the Midwest
gymnastics.
Who groped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, I'm not going to tell you who some of the possible victims are here, but there's a line as long as your arm of women and men mm-hmm. who have joined a consolidated lawsuit against this guy, Derek Todd, accusing him of performing unnecessary pelvic therapy, breast examinations, testicular examinations, rectal examinations. This guy is a creep. So, anyway, he was a doctor treating inflammatory conditions of the muscles. That was his specialty. He's been abusing patients since 2010, it appears. And,
so it's not like he was like an OBGYN or something like that, where it makes sense that some of these exams might have been needed. He's a roommate.
Right. Upon examination, it looks like the people at Brigham and Women's, and before that he worked at Charles River Medical Associates, they knew about the abuse and they didn't do anything about it. So that's what this lawsuit is about. They'll get millions and millions and millions of dollars, which is good, I guess. But what is there about these people who practice, who go into medicine or into any practice with an agenda? They want to do more, or they somehow become jilted, or they become mentally deranged, or whatever it is. But there's no defense against him or the hospital who knew what was going on, and they didn't do anything about it. So this will be this has been investigated since April of last year. It'll be a huge, I'm looking again at the Globe story. This is going to be a huge, huge, huge case. Unbelievable. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, thinking daily about what's going on in the world is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Food Farm and Family Time. Every day you can get the inside track on news that affects you, what you're eating, what you're drinking, what's going on in your body. Yesterday with a food recall included Coca-Cola's Powerade. Today it's another drink, Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale. Has been recalled after an investigation, Jay, discovered the product contains a full sugar product. Mm-hmm. It's zero sugar on the label.
The wrong packaging.
Right. Yep. There it goes. Pepsi-Cola recalling Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale. Cases on top of cases on top of cases because there was an internal investigation, discovered the product labeled as zero sugar actually was full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if people have underlying conditions and they have too much sugar in their system? It can lead to serious health problems. So anyway, the recall was initiated a month or so ago. Ongoing, stay away from zero sugar ginger ale. It's labeled caffeine free. You know, don't. I don't even want to see this. They tell people. You know, to throw it away, whatever. Bring it back. They did say here, recalled the products always should be returned to the place of purchase. Yes, 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 and yes. All right, today is National Farm Animal Day, first commemorated in 2005 by a lady named Colleen Page, well-known celebrity pet lifestyle expert, author, animal rescuer, among her many other accolades. This is something to talk to Warren Eckstein, who will be with us. Those of you who stick around in the next hour, about an hour from now, we'll talk to him about these things. The one thing that I want to acknowledge on National Farm Animal Day, the fact that cows go back, some of the earliest records show that cattle were being farmed back at the year 8000 B.C. in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, how about that? Fast forward to the 1980s when this was first celebrated, spotlighting the plight of farm animals. And this is not necessarily a PETA thing. It is a thing, though, that has developed into quite a conversation piece as to what happens with certain farm animals on certain farms. The problem is that people who are ignorant don't get the fact that not every farm treats animals the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have these people that go onto farms and they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're seeing, they don't know what's going on, and they try to create this hubbub of awareness, which is good to be aware, but it's usually focused on the wrong stuff. So, anyway, so kiss a cow. If you see a cow today, I'm going to kiss a cow because I got plenty of cows to kiss. Yay! All right, I started talking yesterday about the cicada, what's being called this year, cicada-geddon, the biggest emergence in centuries, these things crawling out from under the ground. This happens every 13, 14, 16, 16 years.
Well, there are different batches.
Yeah,
there are different batches. Like, you have some that come out every 13 years. There's some that come out, every 17 years. Some that come out, I want to say, every 7 years. And so they kind of, alternate based on the years. Well, this 2024 happens to be a year where all of those dates coincide with each other. So they are all coming out at the same time.
They are ugly black bugs, big bulging eyes. Look like something from a bad horror movie. And make a lot of noise. Yep. So there's lots of them, double, triple, quadruple dose. There's a guy who's an expert in this named John Cooley, the University of Connecticut, says the last time that everybody came out like this was 1803. Wow, this is going to be something else. What's it going to do to crops? And the fact that they're noisy and they're not subtle, if they're all together, they attract trillions of them, apparently, all over the place. Not only here, but all around the earth. They climb up on the trees. I suppose it might be something you could take a picture of, but they eat, stuff. Some people think it's like the attack of the locust, but they're two different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still responsible for a lot of economic damage on farms. But just the fact that they're there, they're so ugly. And they do stuff. I think they first appeared in large numbers so far this year in Georgia. They're in the southeast as well, but you'll see them wherever stuff like this happens, which is this year apparently everywhere. All right, food, farm, and family awareness now, 59 after on Good Day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.